friends here at CFRC. Experience a showcase celebrating the remarkable talents of women and non-binary artists in the Kingston community. Miss Emily will be hosting the night with feature performances from Clara Smallman, Julia Finnegan, Kyra Daniel, and Savannah Shea. Stay for the fireside chat exploring songwriting, creativity, and the challenges of navigating the music industry as underrepresented voices, as well as a showcase of women-led businesses in the Kingston community. It's sure to be the event of the season. Doors are at 7 p.m., and tickets can be found at ticketscene.ca.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC broadcast from Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee territory. It is 6 p.m. on Wednesday, February 5th. I'm Skylar James.
And I'm Abby Boatwright.
Your host of Sky's the Limit, the weekly radio show where, depending on the weather, depending on the time of year, depending on our moods, sometimes we change the genre and change the theme. And oh boy, do we have a show for you tonight.
I'm excited.
Abby's excited. Do you want to give them the lowdown?
Sure. So Skylar, Skylar put together most of the playlist, but we had a couple songs that we'd wanted to play maybe on other shows, yeah, but hadn't really fit any of them in yet.
Yeah.
And so Skylar said, what about doing this on this week? And I said, yes. So we have I would say this is a niche genre that has started kind of due to social media. I feel like it got, yeah, recognition of people, Gen Z or younger millennials, calling this type of music divorced dad rock. Or we were just saying, is it rock? Is it alternative? Divorced dad alternative?
We get into alternative near the end. We're definitely starting out in rock territory.
For sure.
Yeah.
So you'll, you know, some familiar favorites that you might assume to be on here. We've got some Nickelback, something along those lines, that kind of thing. But yeah, so we were saying like heartbreak songs, but set to rock and roll sound or alternative rock sound.
Yeah.
And yeah, you know, just yelling out our feelings in a rock ballad slash not even ballad, just a rock number, instead of, you know, a slow heartbreak song, which is where I think the divorced dad rock comes in.
Oh, 100%. We're going to get slower towards the end, but it sort of started out as not even divorced dad rock. It started out as, these are the songs that I would hear on like alternative rock stations, right, when I was younger, and sort of a like homage to like alternative rock CanCon, mm-hmm, like Canadian rock stations. So it started out as that, and then there became a quick, you know, theme, mm-hmm, of anger and heartbreak. So we're gonna get into a little bit of that. We're gonna start off with a CanCon classic and a song that I kind of forgot existed until putting this playlist together, and now we've both listened to it, what, how many times over the past
many times.
Too many. Mariana's Trench here, going all the way back to 2011. This is Fallout.
An empty room, I'm empty too. Everything reminds me of you. So many things I shouldn't have missed. The more that I push you, the more you resist. It's easy to say it's for the best. When you want more, well, you leave me with less. I know you're fine, but what do I do? I know you're fine, but what do I do? I'm awake and trying, but you're sleeping like a baby beside him. Him and now there's me, the secrets you give and the secrets you keep, and nevertheless it's never you let. It's more that I give and the less that I get. Don't tell me to fight for you. After this alone I shouldn't have to. I know you're fine, but what do I do? Trying
Justice.
All-American Rejects there with Gives You Hell. You're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM, our divorced dad rock / Canadian radio early 2010s hits show.
Yeah, right away with those, you can hear some anger, some heartbreak. Some, I don't know, the last one is a little, it's like, it's a nice little, I'm kidding.
I hope they, what?
I'm just joking. The last one, you know, it's pretty soft.
Yeah, it's super soft, super
nice. Pretty indifferent, honestly, how this person feels about the other person.
Oh, 100%, really indifferent about the whole situation, really calm. And really nice to the other person.
Yeah, and same with Fallout. Like, just 100%. Doesn't seem to be upset with the other individual in the story at all.
No. When I was putting this playlist together, obviously the theme of divorced dad rock came up, but I put it together in sort of the mindset of, these were the songs I heard when I was younger that I could not help being like, these are good.
Yeah.
I could get down to these.
Well, and I think that's the whole point, is like why I said social media at the beginning when I was talking about this niche, like what divorced dad rock is, mm-hmm. is people play these songs going, remember these bangers, and then they're putting them on a playlist for people to find, calling it like divorced dad rock because of these reoccurring themes.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And I don't want to say they're the most like technically fantastic songs ever. They are great music because they're so catchy, but that's the thing, is they're so catchy.
Yeah, they're radio songs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They're radio songs, but they're so catchy that, like, you can't deny that they're bangers.
Mm-hmm. When I was saying, a lot of these I know from hearing them, like, in public, like, that's what it actually takes me to, like, arenas or parties, like, you know, going to parents' friends' birthday parties or things like that,
and you
hear these playing.
Yeah, we were talking before. I was like, this is arena music to me. And I'm like, this is what was on, like, I listened to a lot of SiriusXM growing up. Shout out to my dad with a SiriusXM lifetime subscription. And a lot of the Spectrum and a lot of the Pulse. And this was it. So it was like the music of my childhood. And then I'd be, like, going away to listen to Selena Gomez. But this is what you'd hear on the radio. We were talking about that the All-American Rejects guy being super nice in his song. I think this song is arguably, they're even nicer.
The next one, yeah.
Yeah, 3 Days Grace here. I hate everything about you. Every time we lie awake, after every hit we take, every feeling that I get, but I haven't missed you yet. Every roommate kept awake by every sigh and scream we make. All the but I still don't miss you yet.
somebody who makes me laugh. How did our eyes get so red? And what the hell is on Joey's head? This is where I grew up. I think the prison owner fixed it up. I never knew we ever went without. The second floor is hard for sneaking out. And this is where I went to school. Most of the time I'd better things to do. Criminal record says I've broken twice. I must have done it half a dozen times. I wonder if it's too late. Should I go back and try to graduate? Life's better now than it was back then. If I was them, I wouldn't let me.
Nickelback with Photograph. We couldn't do this show without it.
Second Nickelback song of the new year that we've played. What does really? That say about us? Yeah, because I played it on Rock Ballads because I had to.
Oh,
because How You Remind Me is like 15th. It's I can't remember if it was Billboard or whoever, but 15th greatest rock ballad of all time based on whoever was ranking that at what time. But yeah.
You did.
So yeah, second Nickelback song. But come on, it fits on
it
here.
Fits.
We were talking about this one as well with like choice of lyrics and putting this to a rock song. And like you couldn't just write a song about reminiscing about your childhood. You had to just scream about looking at photographs. And my favorite part is before the chorus when it's just kind of moaning and groaning, the like, oh god, like that part.
Yeah. We were like talking about, like, you can't put it to like a melancholy song, you can't reminisce, you have to be like, look at this guy, what's on your head, you look like an idiot. Like, you can't be like, oh, I miss these good old days.
No, it's gotta yell it.
You have to code it in masculinity. And then people like Abby and I listen to it and be like, this is the best song ever.
Yeah, we're the target audience. No. I think Chad Kroeger would be all for it.
How many times have we listened to an All the Right Reasons CD in the car and screamed every song?
Many times.
Exactly. You can't really deny that maybe we're the target audience.
You never know. Well, we are Canadian, too. We have the radio childhood nostalgia, exactly. Like we keep saying, and then that just adds to it.
We both own an All the Right Reasons CD. Yep. I'm pretty sure you might own two.
Yep.
Like,
because they're everywhere.
I'm just saying, like, we can rock out to it too. We can have a little misogyny as
a
treat.
We can do it, and you can do it too.
We're reclaiming things.
That was a crazy thing. I did not know that's what you were about to say. I was saying, you can rock out to Nickelback. We can do it. You can do it too. As Skylar says, we can have misogyny as a treat.
Every time I hear that song, I just think of the Vine, look at this graph.
Yeah.
And then I saw a, like, Instagram video or whatever the other day of Chad Kroeger being like, yeah, we could have taken that down, but we didn't.
Okay. And I was like, okay. Okay, Chad.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was like, we didn't have to leave up, look at that graph, but we did.
They've just been through so much.
And I was like, okay.
The Nickelback hate joke is just like my favorite thing of all time.
It's so good. It's so good. Well, let's continue on. We're getting into ballad territory now.
All right.
Still Canadian, but softer. Our Lady Peace, Somewhere Out There.
Last time I talked to you, you were lonely and out of place. You were looking down on me. Lost out in space, laid underneath the stars, strung out and feeling brave. Watch the red orange glow, watch you float away. Down here in the atmosphere, garbage and city lights. Gonna save your tired soul. You're gonna save our lives. I turned on the radio to find you on satellite. I'm waiting for this sky to fall. I'm waiting for a sign. And all we are is all so far. Out of reach, defying gravity.
Of Leon, Sex on Fire. You're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM, the dad, divorce dad, rock special. The dad.
No, because it's not dad rock. See, that's the other difference,
too.
That is the other
thing.
I didn't mention that as we've been talking about this weird kind of internet niche genre way of describing this music, but it also comes from dad, the idea of dad rock, but
exactly.
It's not dad rock, so they call it divorced dad rock, and yeah.
100%.
Because of the thematics, as we've discussed. You also didn't realize you were doing another internet thing there as Skylar was waiting for the song to end. They were mouthing the words with the rock and roll symbol in the air, which people do on TikTok to songs like this all the time.
Yeah.
Just put the horns up and mouth them with so much passion. And then I also asked, does anyone know what this song means?
Oh, we don't want to, like, I don't want to know.
I just wondered what it means.
Listen, that's between
how
Kings
is it,
of Leon.
How is it on fire? What does it mean? Is
that's
it just
between
burning
the kings
passion, or is it literally on fire?
And the Queens of Leon. That is not my thing to know.
I'm not regal enough to
that
know.
That is the song, though, that started this all. Because in September or something, I was like, I had my like album library on shuffle, and I had added that song to my iTunes when I was like, I don't know, 13 or something. And I was like, wow, this is a good song. I want to play it on Sky's the Limit. We need to create an entire show around this song.
Well, there we go. And there's one coming up that I really wanted to play. And it made it on this show, too. So there we go.
It did. But no, that song is so good. That's one of those songs where his voice is so, like, gritty and raspy. And the, like, yeah, like, when you're listening to it, you just feel that, like, guttural, like, I don't know, something about it. It makes me squat.
Oh.
Like okay. Fall to my, like, knees.
Mm-hmm. But you know instead what I mean? Fall to my squat.
Fall to my squat. It makes me fall to my squat. No, like, fall to my knees. Yeah. While you do the, yeah, like, you need to, like, I don't know.
You gotta get out those emotions. That's what we've been saying.
Sex is on fire, man. I don't know. We gotta keep going. Another instant classic in my mind. Triple platinum in my house. Hoobastank, The Reason.
I'm not a perfect person. There's many things I wish I didn't do. But I continue. Those things to you, and so I have to say before I go that I just want you to know I found a reason for me to change who I used to be.
rest of your day. If a great wave shall fall and fall upon us all, without a hope there's someone out there who can bring me back to you. If I could, then I would. I'll go wherever you go, way up high or down low. I'll go wherever you will go. Quite how my life and love might still go on. In your heart, in your mind, I'll stay with you.
Calling there, wherever you will go. I want to like break the fourth wall here a little bit. We're not live in studio doing this because we're busy people. We're recording this in January. So we're in my bedroom. Abby's sitting on my bed. I'm sitting at my desk. And every time we like stop recording these like speech bits, we just sing the song. Like we back away from our microphones and go, I'm not a perfect person, like in the like worst raspy voice. But that's what you have to do.
Yeah, that's some BTS info for you.
Like the K-pop band?
No, behind the scenes. No, K-pop is not on the show.
Can we? I just want to play Butter.
Wow.
That song, when it came out, it was stuck in my head that entire summer.
Yeah, well, they've also played that on the radio nonstop.
Well, and that's where I'm going with this. I was camping that summer, and I didn't have, like, cell data or whatever, but we had a radio signal to, like, two radio stations. And the one that wasn't a classical radio station played Butter, like, every 20 minutes, I want to say. So for, like, 2 weeks straight, all I listened to was Butter. By BTS. I was in the middle of the forest. Smooth like butter.
Anyway. Sidebar there.
But yeah, every time we pause, we just immediately like belt these songs. You have to.
Yeah, so how about a little commotion for
the dress? What?
No, for Wherever You Will Go, because I love that song. Yeah. I look forward to Christmas so I can hear it in Love Actually. I just always get reminded of it in December when watching Love Actually, going, oh yeah, that song, and then listen to it throughout January. So that's why it's a January song for me.
I like completely forgot about it until you were like, oh, you want to play Kings of Leon, let's play this song on that same show as well.
Yeah,
and it was like a That's So Raven like time travel moment for me. It like got pulled out of the ether, the lyrics to that song.
Yeah
in my mind.
That was like when I played we were playing music like this in the car one time because we just wanted something different.
Yeah.
And I played Oh, Second Chance by Shinedown.
Yes.
And Skylar, I was like waiting for the chorus. I could see Skylar's brain turning, and then the chorus played, and Skylar was like, yes, this. And I said, I know, that's what happened to me when I rediscovered this song. It like played randomly on, you know, TikTok or something. And
yeah. This song was a must on this show for me. The album that this is on was one of my first CDs I bought with my own money. I went to the HMV in the mall with some Christmas cash, and I bought the CD because it was on the sale rack. An instant classic in my mind. It's a great song. It's a great album. I love it so much. And Little Skyler had taste when I bought this on CD. The script here with Break Even.
I'm still alive, but I'm barely breathing. Just praying to a God that I don't believe in. 'Cause I got time while she got freedom. 'Cause when her heart breaks, no, it don't break even. Best days will be some of my worst. She finally met a man that's gonna put her first. While I'm wide awake, she's no trouble sleeping. 'Cause when her heart breaks, no, it don't break even, even. But no wise words gonna stop the bleeding. 'Cause she's moved on while I'm still grieving. And when her heart breaks, no, it don't break even. Don't believe in. 'Cause I got time while she got freedom. 'Cause when her heart breaks, no, it don't break. No, it don't break. No, it don't break even. No. What am I gonna do when the best part of me is gone? What am I supposed to say when I'm all choked up that you're okay?
I'm falling to pieces. I'm falling to pieces. I'm falling to pieces. I'm falling to pieces.
Sweet Symphony. You're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. That brings us to the end of our Divorced Dad Rock special.
Yes.
Maybe one of our best playlists we've made.
I hope you've enjoyed. I know I did.
I was like to Abby, I was like, did you listen to the playlist before we recorded? And Abby was like, yeah, like 70 times.
I just kept playing it over and over again because... like we said, the nostalgia,
so
the
good.
Rock, there's some upbeat, but then you can just belt out some of these songs. What they're all about, are they the best things ever? I don't know.
Probably
no.
Not. But
probably
again,
not.
A little misogyny
but,
as a treat.
And the nostalgia. I mean, Skylar keeps throwing that out, which is fair enough. I think we failed the Bechdel test on this show.
We didn't play one.
No,
woman,
I did
actually.
Think about that when we were playing, because like when we did the Rock
oh,
Ballad
no.
show, I made sure to include.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Again, as a treat. That last song, Bittersweet Symphony by The Verve, it's come back on like Instagram and TikTok
yes.
and like edits and stuff. I saw I've been listening to the song
people.
Since it came out. I'm just kidding. I think it came out before I was born. Yeah, it totally did. But I saw a Chapel Roan edit to this song with all the
oh,
different
cool.
characters she's played and like all the drag characters. And then I saw a Tyler Joseph edit to this song with all the different characters he's played in all his albums. And those edits make my mind freak out.
I like the ones that have brought forth actors like you just kind of don't realize, like Stanley Tucci and like people
yeah.
like that who've been in so many things. And
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Like, oh, it just made me freak out and see the song in a completely different way. And I love when those things, like when edits do that. We're going to finish the show tonight. We've gone a little slower with Break Even and then Bittersweet Symphony. Does this song necessarily fit with the vibe of the other ones? I don't know. But it felt right to end this show with this song. When did this album come out? 2000.
Wow.
This album came out, and I just bought a used CD of it and put it on my iPod. So maybe we are still in 2000 if we try hard enough. And, like, I keep saying instant classic, but this song was legitimately an instant classic. everyone around the world knows it. It's one of the most popular songs ever by Coldplay. This is Yellow.
Kuwabara, celebrated Canadian architect and the mind behind Agnes Reimagined, the new home of the Agnes Etherington Art Center, is this year's Francis K. Smith Lecturer in Canadian Art. In his talk, Catalyzing Change, Kuwabara presents several recent projects that explore the themes of art and community and the insights he gained working on Agnes Reimagined. Join us on Thursday, March 20th at 6 p.m. in Grand